Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Krisis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yod. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Another Shaila, Rabbi Akiva asked his Rebbeim, another Shaila, Benegeya, how many Chatois one would have to bring. Shaalti yes Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer the following Shaila, Hu Aisa, if someone does on Shabbos, Bishoigig, Malachas Harba, Bishabasis Harba. He repeated the same malacha many Shabbosais, or he did many malachais, may end malacha achas, there was a tolda of this av on one Shabbos, and they were all done behelam echad in one state of unawareness. Ma, what is the alacha? Chayiv achas al kulanez, he chayiv one chatas for everything, or maybe achas al kol achas ve'echas, a separate chatas for each malacha that he did. All right, let's explain a little bit. There are lamates malachas that are asur on Shabbos. The Torah doesn't tell us what the lamates malachas are. We learn it from the Mishkan. Malachas that we needed in the Mishkan are asur to do on Shabbos. The malachas that were done in the Mishkan are called avos. Then there are many other malachas that weren't done in the Mishkan, but they're similar. It has the same basic idea or purpose as malachis that were done in the Mishkan, and those are called toldais. So there are 39 av malachis, and every av has many toldais. For example, let's say the malacha of zareya, to plant. Where did they plant in the Mishkan? Well, they had the ureas. The ureas had to be painted with some amount of herbs, and the herbs had to be planted. So if you put a seed into the ground, you cover it with earth, that's an av malacha. Let's say watering a plant, taking out the weeds so it should grow better. Those would all be examples of toldos. Another example, let's say the malacha of kaitzer. Where did they cut in the Mishkan? Same thing. The ureas had to be colored. So you had to plant herbs. They made the paint out of the certain samamanim. And just like they had to be planted, they had to be cut. So the av malacha is to cut. Cut with a keli. Something that's connected to the ground, connected to a tree. A tolda would be, let's say, ripping something off with your hands, or shaking the tree until the fruit falls down. Now, is there a difference between an av and a tolda when it comes to the chumras ha'isser? The answer is no. Both are asa mederaisa. And if you're ever the mishayge, you're chayv chatas. So why then do I have a category of avos or toldos? What difference does it make? And the answer is, it would pertain to how many karbonis one would bring for Chil Shabbos. Someone does many avos, let's say, or an av and a tolda of a different av, or toldas of different avos. He knew, let's say, that it was Shabbos. He knew you can't do malachas on Shabbos. He just didn't know that these are considered malachas. Even though it was all in one state of unawareness, he has to bring a chatas for every single malacha. Normally, if a person's over the same Aveira several times, not realizing it was an Aveira, he brings only one Chatas. But when it comes to the Malachis on Shabbos, every Av is like an Isser on its own, like a separate kind of an Aveira. We also have to know as follows. What's called a Shoigeg when it comes to Chil Shabbos? If I walk into a house, and I yawn, I reach out, and oops, the light went on. That's not a shaygig. What do you mean? I opened the light by mistake. Yeah, but you weren't even thinking of opening a light. It wasn't a maleches machsheves. Wait a second. But if I knew I was opening a light, it's not a shaygig. And the answer is, you have to know what you're doing. But it's still a shaygig in one of two ways. Either you didn't know it was Shabbos, and therefore you opened the light, or you didn't know that opening a light can't be done on Shabbos. So now, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti is Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer the following shayla. Ho'ois, if someone is over b'shoigig, malach is harba, b'shabas is harba. Many times he was over the same malacha, several shabbases. He cut it for one Shabbos, he cut it for the next Shabbos, he cut it for the next Shabbos. Or, he was over many malachas, may en malacha achas. He did the av of kaitzer and the told of kaitzer on one Shabbos, and it was all done behelam echad. In the middle, he didn't get any more information. Mahu, what is the din? Chayiv achas al kul, and is he chayiv one chatas for all of it? Or maybe he's chayiv achas al kol achas v'achas, one chatas for each of the malachis that he did. Now, in each case, he knew it was Shabbos. He just didn't know that the malach is aser. So Rav Akiva is giving us two examples. He cut this Shabbos, he cut the next Shabbos, he cut the next Shabbos. It's all the same malach. And at no point in the middle did anyone tell him that cutting is aser. But Lamai said there are different Shabbosais. So maybe he should be chayv a separate chatas for each. Or do I say no? He did one thing. He cut on Shabbos. He just repeated it several times. Should be one chatas. His second shiloh was, or Akiva's second shiloh was, he did many toldos of a certain av on one Shabbos. He shook the tree. The fruit fell down. He plucked it out with his hand. It's all toldos of kaitzer. It's all on one Shabbos. Should he be chayiv a separate chatas for each? Because after all, they're different toldos. Or do I say, no, it was all a told of kaitzer, so he's only chayiv once. Omar li, Rabbi Eliezer said to me, that whether it's the person who did one malacha many Shabbosis, or whether it's the person who was over many toldos of an av, on one Shabbos, chayiv, he's chayiv. One chatos, I'll call achas v'achas on each one of the malachis that he did. In other words, he paskind, as the Batnur explains, both lechumra. And he says, we learned this, mikal v'chaymer, from mikal v'chaymer, from the din of the chamish noshim nidais. He had five wives. They were all tamei, this tumah of nidais. Ma ima nida madach in the case of nida. She'ein ba teitzo es harba v'chato es harba. There's no different ways of being over the iser. It's not like Shabbos, that there are lamites malachais. But despite that, because there were five different people, chayiv is chayiv achatas, al kol achas v'achas, and each one separately. So Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, yesh b'teitzois harba. So many different ways of being chayiv achatas. V'chatois harba. There's avos, there's toldos. And it shouldn't we say for sure that if someone does many times the same malacha throughout different Shabbosais, she chayiv is chayiv achatas, al kol achas v'achas, on each one of these Shabbosais? So I said to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not a raya. You know why Bayanida, she's chayiv chatas on each one of the five. She yesh ba shtei azorais. Two people are chayiv here. There's the husband, Muzer, who was warned, al anida, v'anida mazer azalav, and the woman is also warned not to be with the husband. So each aveira involves a different person. Each of these people has their own iser. There are no two Isurim, it's just the Isur of Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying, in the case of the Nidais, each one of these women are Chayav Achatas on their own, separately. They're all separate people that have an Isur. So once they're Chayav separately, he should be Chayav separate one for each time he was over the Aveir. Masha'enken on Shabbos, there's no other party here. There should only be one chatas. The Amali, Rabbi Eliezer said to me in response, always by Anida, there's someone else being over in Issa. Havala ktanais. What if the Nidas are ktanais? Yechiach, that should show us. Shein b'me lezor echas. Now there's only the man who's the god that's over the Issa. They're not over in Aveira, they're too small. But Chayav al kol achas v'achas, he's still Chayav for each one separately. So it has nothing to do with the fact that someone else is being over in Isser. Just like he should be chayiv separately by the Nidais when they're not over in Isser, he should be chayiv on Shabbos also for each one separately, even though no one else is being over in Isser. Amarti loy, so I said, says Rabbi Kiva loy, no, it's not a raya. Im amarta bebalak tanois, you know what's different? If he has a relationship with the ktanois, sha'avavi sha'em behen, even though they don't have, in that situation, there are no two azores achshav. You're right, only the man is over the iser. A ktan is not blamed for her action. But yesh ben lach hazman, when they grow up, they'll have two isurim, just that they're too young. Toimer b'shabbos, on the other hand, by Shabbos, she'im b'loy achshav v'loy la'achar zman. There'll never be somebody else that's being over an iser. V'yom alis, Rabbi Eliezer said to me, abala behema. What about someone that has relationships with a behema? Many behemoths. He's also chayiv many chatois. Yechiach, that should show us. The behemoth is not over in Isser. So no such thing as a behemoth being over in Isser. Yeah, your behemoth is not allowed to work on Shabbos, but it's the owner of the behemoth that's over the Isser. And you see, it's chayiv many chatas. Amarti loy, so I said, respectfully, behemoth k'Shabbos. No, I taka have the same suffix in regard to a behemoth the way I would have in regard to Shabbos. That maybe taka there should only be chayiv once. L'maisa taka the Allah is not like, Rabbi Eliezer says the Bab Tanura. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned, if you know that today is Shabbos, and you did many malachis, b'shoigeg, because you did not know that these malachis are aser, even though no one informed you anything in between, you're chayev achatas on every single one of the av malachis. Or if you did a tolda of one av and a tolda of a different av, you're chayev tuchatais. Incidentally, if you were over an av and it's tolda, in one state of unawareness, or many toldas of the same av, you only chayev one chatas. Now, if you did many malachis during many Shabbats, but you kept doing the same thing, cutting, 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 this Shabbos, next Shabbos, next Shabbos, no one told you in a million you're not allowed to cut. Or, on one Shabbos, you did many different malachis that are a told of one av. What is it in? Are you chayev one chatas for everything, or a chatas for each one separately? On that, Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachila said you're chayev for each one separately, but Rabbi Akiva did not accept it, and indeed, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.